Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
All right, Dragons and the Warriors. This is 6 p.m. Wynn Stadium. So this is a very interesting clash. No Jack Bird. Zach Lomax into the centre. He's a centre now, Zach. Christian Tuipulotu into the wing. And Fayamanu Brown listed amongst the reserves. Wonder whether he comes straight back in for the Warriors. Adam Pompey moves to the 18th man. Jazz Tavunga drops out. So that is their one change. Interesting match again, Tristan.
Yeah, very much so. And obviously the Warriors getting that draw last weekend and the Dragons getting a win. We see them sitting at 3-3, the Dragons, and we know they always lift coming back to Wollongong, but the Warriors are playing some really high-quality football and they're $1.45 favourites. The Dragons at $2.75. The line's 6.5 and it hasn't moved. It stayed solid at that 6.5 and 43.5 the total points. So Warriors favourite, but obviously the market respects the Dragons at Wollongong.
The Warriors have got a very poor record when they're travelling, especially into Sydney, as an away favourite, and especially at this position. Now, they did dust up South last start when they came to Sydney at Homebush, but clearly I think right now that's like beating your grandmother in an arm wrestle. It doesn't really rate that highly. They're still missing
that, Jared.
Five outs here, and four of those are all forwards, and I think two or three of those are quite key and instrumental to what they do. Very poor first half last week. Ended up getting a little bit of a leg up into the second half, came home, probably a touch lucky to end up in the Golden Point and then got a draw out of what could have been a loss at home. Dragons, you know, they're very difficult to catch. I got them last week out at Campbelltown, but, gee, this is different gravy stepping up from some of those recent games that they've had. But at this ground, they did get the Eagles going back three starts ago. And while their form here is not necessarily all that strong, their form at the line here is very good. I thought 6.5 was a touch too high. I thought the Warriors probably get away with a win, but I think it might be hard fought. And I'm with the Warriors by probably 4.
Yeah, I thought the Dragons plus 6.5 was the way to look at this one. What are we going to get out of Zach Lomax now he's in the centre position? Like more flick passes? And you go, well, they're working okay on the wing when he's throwing them infield as opposed to throwing them out of the field, which is what he happens to do when he plays in that centre position. I found that whole thing fascinating, the way it played out. He's gone to the Eels for 4 years for less money to play wherever the coach of the Eels plays him. So I don't think there's any doubt over the course of the first 6 weeks of this competition just how talented Zach Lomax is, but they just can't work it out there, which is a little bit unfortunate for them. And I was a little underwhelmed by the Warriors, which you don't say too often, right? That's, you know, with the level of consistency that Andrew Webster has brought to this side. And it'll be really interesting to see how blokes like Wade Egan, whose name now is starting to get bounced around quite seriously from a state of origin point of view, what sort of impact that might have on him. But I like the Dragons. I was impressed by their effort against the Tigers, albeit it was against the Tigers. But I'm going to go with them with the plus 6.5.